As I said in my past video, and even in others before, there is no clear line to mark where humanity or anything pertaining to Earth ends, and where anything extraterrestrial begins, as it all depends on elaborated points of view and complicated criteria. The so-called shadow people are a great example of this, moving our attention into the realm of the paranormal. This elusive species, or race, is also found on countless other planets well outside Earth, and are often confused, or mistaken with other manifestations, such as astral entities and creatures of all kinds and ghosts, among others. For those of you who have been following my videos and subjects, it is well known that I fully accept the existence of all things paranormal, and I even explain them in detail with the best information I have at my disposal. And of course, I must also say that I fully understand that not all strange phenomena are caused by real paranormal manifestations, as there are many other more mundane explanations for them, including electromagnetically induced hallucinations, ill-intended people, and elaborate hoaxes. But setting aside all those last ones, there is a rich and vast array of evidence on the existence of the paranormal in general. All anyone must do is research the subject online, or elsewhere with genuine dedication and interest, to find that the data becomes ever more and more conclusive as their research progresses and deepens. And going even further, scientists on Earth, and the governments who sponsor them have a very large amount of scientific evidence on the existence of a large number of paranormal examples, events, and creatures, as well as detailed procedures and dossiers about all those, including their recommendations to how to proceed, or how to handle such paranormal manifestations. Governments on Earth may even modify or change their agendas, plans, and procedures because of the presence of one or more paranormal manifestations or events. And of course, there is no evidence of any of this for the people, including that there is no evidence that governments have any evidence on the paranormal. And this is because those governments and their controllers don't want the people to know about the existence of anything outside the material world, to be able to control the people more efficiently, and to be able to maintain the illusion that sustains the so-called 3D matrix on Earth. The way they control science itself, what is real, what is possible and what is not, imposing strict norms and ways of thinking on scientists, not letting them explore other possibilities and aspects of science without being reprehended, ostracized, or banned from their work communities, is proof for me that the governments and the cabal behind them are doing their very best to disqualify and belittle all subjects that have to do with the paranormal, even denying it altogether. I know that at least two governments on Earth know about the real nature of the shadow people, the Russian government, and the US government. I have here with me an example of the KGB's Alien Races book. It is a field, quick reference, and identification guide to all known extraterrestrial races, given to KGB and GRU agents and operatives who may need to know such information. Although my example is an original printed paper one, that dates back to the mid-1980s during the Cold War, with a little research I'm told that it is possible to find a declassified lighter, and heavily altered and edited one online, although I could not find it myself after a quick search while I'm writing these words. In that handbook, the shadow people are included in the list of extraterrestrial races found on, or visiting Earth, and it is the only Earthbound reference to them being of alien origin, but the information about them in the handbook is very short and scarce. My paper example of the handbook is in Russian, as would be expected, and my personal translation is as follows, and yes, I speak, read and write Russian fluently, among other languages. Invisible, no other name. This race has been known to be seen near high security areas. They are virtually invisible to the naked eye. Both our government and our rivals, the Americans, have developed technology that allows us to track them on radar, ships only. Three things are known about this race. First, they have a sour smell when they are around. Secondly, when they are near windows, you can see their reflection as a blurry figure. They are caught on CCTV cameras. Thirdly, dogs and cats react to them, and apparently see and detect them easily. When a dog or dogs start barking for no apparent reason, or when a cat gets angry or behaves in a frightened way or is interested in something that is not there, it is possible that they may be nearby. They come from the constellation Mensa. The purpose of their presence is unknown. This is all the information about them in this Russian handbook. Now, this is what I know about them, based on stellar information. They do come from the Mensa constellation. Mensa is found in the southern hemisphere, near the pole, and can only be seen south from the fifth parallel of Earth. Several exoplanets have been found there by Earth science, and the Shadow People are known by the Federation to come from the second planet orbiting the star known on Earth as NSV 1440, although it is also known as 2 Mas J355-4166-8225318, and as UK-438-1966. Although the Federation has located their exact source, they are known to inhabit very large numbers of planets orbiting several other stars of the same Mensa constellation. They are biological creatures that hold a physical shape that is very similar to Lyrians, humans, but they exist in a slightly lower vibratory frequency. They are three quarters in what we call the lower astral, and one quarter in the so-called physical world, giving them that ghostly appearance when observed by humans, because of their limited perception range, all inside the white light spectrum. They are not ghosts, and they have a biological body with all their working internal organs. They are known to be extremely invasive to other races and cultures, because they have expanded their presence to just about all the galaxy. They like to take advantage of all that other civilizations may offer them and their interests, taking whatever they want, without asking, and setting up covert bases wherever they like. They are known to be dangerous and aggressive and can be a real problem for many races all over the galactic quadrant. The Galactic Federation classifies them as a low-danger aggressive race, more of a nuisance rather than a real problem. They are not known to cooperate with any other race or culture and therefore are not members of the United Federation of Planets. They are fully interstellar, and their spaceships don't have a defined shape and can be chaotic in appearance, not having any logical design, or they may be using their technology to conceal their real shape to make their identification more difficult. Using Tejetan, or Federation technology, their ships are cigar, spherical or disc-shaped. They tend to stay away from highly technological races, such as the Tejetans, because their level of technology allows them to be very easily detected, but they do enjoy invading and parasitizing cultures with a lesser advanced technological level. Although the Russian Handbook of Alien Races states that they can only detect their ships with radar, nowadays it is possible to detect them using Earth technology that has been developed since then. Remember my example of the book dates back to the mid-1980s. My example was printed in 1985 to be exact. They have been on Earth for a very long time, as far as my data indicates, and they tend to invade homes that hold a low vibration state, abandoned buildings, and sites, but can be found just about anywhere. They do tend to invade houses, even when they are inhabited by humans, but as I've explained before, it will depend on the vibration state and frequency of its inhabitants, the lower they are, the more susceptible to being invaded they become. They are not ghosts, and must not be mistaken as one, although in general, it may be very hard to differentiate one from another. They are found all over Earth, especially in isolated places, but they are also commonly found in old buildings inside large cities. They are more people, and they are alive, but they are usually not aggressive unless they have a reason to be so, but they are known to have been able to spook and frighten people away from where they don't want them to be. There are also many cases where people and the shadow people can peacefully coexist, to the point where the human house owners feel accompanied by their presence, claiming that they even protect them. It is possible to talk to them, they do hear and understand what you say, although this depends on the capacity and knowledge of each individual, as can be expected. They can be both peaceful and aggressive. This is possibly one of the most disturbing races, as they cannot be easily seen by humans, yet they mingle and take advantage of them, and I'm a bit worried to notice how little information about this is available to the general public on Earth. As with any creature, or entity from the astral, or lower astral, you must be firm with them if you happen to encounter one. They use fear as their weapon, so do not fear them, although I fully accept that they can be scary, especially because they do have the capacity to move and hide objects, touch you, throw things at you, or to talk even, although they very rarely do. They like to take and hide things that are important for the humans inhabiting a house, such as keys, jewelry, and just about anything, as they know this disturbs people profoundly. They can be seen using good infrared or ultraviolet cameras and equipment, as well as with advanced night vision technology. They are not fully invisible, but with certain low light conditions, they can be seen with the naked eye. This detail is important. They can be seen easiest in twilight conditions, or illuminating the room with red light. The paranormal phenomenon known as Hat Man is related to the shadow people. It is believed that it is them, although there is no way to know if it is only them, or if they are only using the Hat Man phenomena to their advantage, to frighten unwanted humans away from the places they consider as theirs. Remember that fear is their weapon. Talk to them and be very firm, saying that they are not welcome in your house, in case they aren't, that you will not be intimidated by them, and they must move away, somewhere else. If you can see them, tell them, this helps them know that they are busted and can be seen by you. Pets, such as cats and dogs, protect you from them, as they dislike their presence as they know they can detect them. Cats tend to be more sensitive to their presence than dogs, but both are, and it will depend on the capacity and personality of each one. Having that kind of pets is probably the easiest and most convenient way to keep shadow people away from your house. Cats and dogs are known to be great protectors against unwanted or negative paranormal activity. Love and take good care of them, as they are your very best friends.